This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The third hour, kicking it off
join us.
The live Saturday edition with you tonight. It's Ian.
The Captain.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So we've just been kind of generally talking about the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. We haven't gotten into detail on it like we did over the last two nights. So if you want to hear a lot more about what's going on in Seattle, check out our Thursday and Friday night episodes. We got into it quite a bit over the last couple of days. And by the way, last night we read the demands list that some of the protesters have in the CHAZ there in Seattle. And most of them were fairly reasonable when it came to their justice-related demands. And then they went off in off the deep end because they don't understand economics very well in their economic demands.
A few leftists do.
Yeah, they were pretty leftist, but there were like 19 points on their justice demands, and I think we agreed with like 18 out of 19 of them, or 17 out of 19.
What I really like about the CHAZ situation, if you want to refer to it as such, is that, and we've seen this time and time again, you know, a community fires their police force or otherwise, you know, can't afford to keep it going or whatever. Nothing happens when people are just left to their own devices to be free to make their own choices. Like, everything is fine.
Usually there's some kind of overarching police presence, and I believe that's what the caller was talking about.
Well, let's get back to Ron in Myrtle Beach. Ron, can you briefly recap what you were saying earlier for our listeners just tuning in?
Well, when the police are gone, the people with the most guns are going to be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
In Los Angeles, it'll be the drug cartels, because who's going to stop them? Nobody.
Well, California isn't a place where they respect gun rights, so the individual doesn't really have the right to bear arms effectively in California with in any significant mean beyond like keeping a gun in their safe in their house or something like that.
So really, with no police, there are no gun laws, because there's nobody to enforce anything.
Well, yeah, that sounds like a good thing, right? Like, if you don't have the police around, then yeah, people can actually defend themselves. Then you will have people being able to defend themselves and their businesses and things like that.
But who's going to defend against the drug cartels that, with what?
Well, generally, the drug cartels leave peaceful people alone. So unless you're a competing drug gang, you
typically don't. Well, that wouldn't be the question. That wouldn't be where I would want to take this. What I would, you know, Mike. First off, do you what's the caller's name?
This is Ron.
Ron, do you live in the city or the country?
City.
City.
Myrtle Beach.
I think that's really what the crux of all this is that I think this is a city versus country kind of situation. I've lived in communities that have no police departments, and the problem isn't that, you know, like, there's the only issue is that sometimes dogs get out and kill chickens.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that big of a deal. We're not taken over by gangs, I can assure you. If you try to break into a home, it's going to be very, very bad for you in that general area. Not saying you're trying to break into a home, but if one tries to break into a home, it's going to go very poorly for them.
Right, yeah.
So, this is a city problem, and my kind of thought is, sitting out here in the country, is you city folks, good luck out there. Just keep it inside the city limits, because I'm not interested in that stuff coming out here. And so I'm keeping an eye on things. Now,
I think Ron also brought up Chicago as well as an example of a dangerous area. And Chicago is another American city where gun restrictions are very, very heavy. You basically, unless you're like an armored guard or, you know, some highly licensed, regulated individual, you pretty much can't have a gun to defend yourself. So a lot of the problems that, you know, you're referring to come from the fact that the average person does not have a right in many of these cities to keep and bear arms.
Well, who stops child molesters and wife beaters? Who does all that then? Nobody.
Generally, no one stops those people until after the fact. Most police,
including the police, right?
Yeah, police,
you know,
respond
with no police. There is no after the fact. It goes on forever because there's nobody to stop it.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
I don't think that
who's going to stop it?
Okay, let's talk about that exactly. Hold on. Let's talk about that exactly. All right. Here in the United States, for the very longest time, you wouldn't have any any response to any problems as far as a domestic dispute of any sort, be it a molestation or a wife beating or something like that. Police,
you mean because there were no cops?
They just wouldn't respond to that. And I don't know. It grew into the most powerful nation on the planet, so somehow or another, things went okay. I mean, if the best defense you have for a really expensive police department is, well, what would happen to the wife beaters? I mean, I don't know what would happen to the wife
beaters. Some of them work for the police department. I don't know if you heard.
So it doesn't matter. It's everybody. That's what I said. Every man for himself. The kids are on their own.
That's what it's always been.
No,
it's always been every man for himself, because you can't trust the police to do the right thing when you call them. They may end up shooting you to death if you call them up to deal with something.
Kids are unlike...
You're crazy. How many?
No, I'm not crazy. That's happened.
There are 500,000 cops in this country, and you're saying all of them are murderers and thieves.
Nope, I didn't say that. I didn't say that for a moment, sir.
I said
that there's a chance that if you call the police... For whatever reason, they're going to come in, they're going to think you're the problem, and they're going to shoot you. Now, I know that you think that'll never happen to you, Ron, because you're a good, law-abiding person, and you would never break the law. You would never do anything to, you know, encourage the police to kill you. But I'm telling you, that's not going to be good enough to save you if some cop's got a hair up his butt, and you crossed him the wrong way, or he thinks you crossed him the wrong way, and then he ends up beating you within an inch of your life.
Listen, when the cops are gone... I actually like...
Nobody here is talking about getting rid of the cops. What we've suggested here is...
You're talking about getting... The cops are worthless.
I'm telling you that police officers ought to have individual insurance, and you ought to be able to make a complaint against one of them if they violate that. I'm also saying that they should just let me finish right here instead of mischaracterizing my words. What I'm saying is they ought to be responsible for their action, and qualified immunity ought to be removed. So they should be as responsible for their actions as you are responsible for yours.
What do you think about that, Ron?
Who's going to be a cop?
I don't know.
Maybe honest
people. Apparently
people
that want to be responsible for their actions.
Yeah, maybe honest people.
Who wants to be a security guard who's responsible for his actions?
Plenty of people.
Lots of security guards out there. As I understand, there are more security guards than there are cops. And by the way, there's about 700,000.
Right. And by the way, I am going to say, Ron, I have been talking about abolishing the police, and I've been talking about it for a long time. Now, Mark may not be saying that, but I am absolutely saying abolish a monopoly on violence, because that's what the police are. And the thing is that you don't understand, Ron. It's okay. I understand why you don't, because this is a completely new idea for most people, the idea of living without a monopoly on violence nearby. But here's what would happen likely. It wouldn't be that there would be no protection. It wouldn't be that it would be every man for themselves or whoever's got the biggest guns necessarily. It would be, hopefully, that we would have competing protection services.
Yes.
That we would have different organizations that we could turn to, that we could hire, to provide differing levels of protection services, whether that be somebody rolling through a neighborhood once an hour, you know, just to kind of keep an eye on things. Or
if that organization that you decided to hire to provide these products and services for you did a bad job, you could go ahead and subscribe to somebody else's service
that
does a better job. You
could
fire them.
I think what's confusing about this to non-libertarians is effectively what you're talking about is private police. Right?
You want to use that term,
my neighborhood would hire somebody in a car with flashy lights on top.
Yep.
And that would...
Maybe they would, or maybe they would have their own neighborhood.
I can assure you, my neighborhood would do that.
Okay. Yeah. Your neighborhood now, but in a different neighborhood may decide that they don't want to afford to have a full-time guy on, and maybe they just
invest in locks.
Maybe they want to go through training and learn how to defend themselves. Maybe they want to put a neighborhood watch group together and get out there on a nightly basis and do the work themselves.
People do this kind of stuff already. They put fences around their yards. They get dogs. They arm themselves. All this kind of a thing. So there are already ways to make this happen. The problem is that the police, as they are, as we commonly understand them in the United States, provide you goods and services at the point of a gun. You have no choice. You can't hire another provider that might do a better job. You can't quit them. You have no choice.
If you don't like the service they've provided, you're forced to continue to pay for it. And whenever someone can force you to pay for their crappy services,
Expect poor responsibility.
You're going to get the worst possible.
And bloviated prices.
Yeah. Thank you, Ron. By the way, I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number, if you want to join
us. Give us a great opportunity to talk about that.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And this is an issue that a bunch of people just won't understand at first blush. It sounds like one thing, but they haven't taken the time to really look at what's being said. So I'm glad we did have a chance to do that. And we've got a chance to hear from you as well. If you want to dial in toll-free, it's 855-450-FREE or call us on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Free talk
this
live.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Mojo would swallow things whole, a chicken carcass, a bird nest, and assorted stones and sticks. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues, just constantly itching and scratching, chewing the hair right off of his legs.
DinoVite.com.
On the DinoVite, all of these symptoms disappear.
DinoVite is nutrition.
If you love your dog, you need to put him on DinoVite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
Not shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves here, and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And the Discord call-in line rooms are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian, Captain Kickass, and Mark in the studio. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe, and then you'll be able to instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currency like the dollar right in their mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of their relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org, D-I-V-I Project.org. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, John is in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I kind of wish everybody would stop instilling that these Antifa fellas out in Seattle took over and kicked the police out, man. Because that's absolutely not what happened. Everybody knows that the mayor there is a socialist, left-wing Democrat, and she's a Trump hater. And she told the police to leave, man. So
that is correct.
Stop believing all the hype that these people are armed and dangerous and that they broke in.
Well, they are armed.
Taking the streets over because they're not.
Well, actually, no, they are armed. I mean, there's definitely men with guns guarding the checkpoints.
They're armed, but there's nobody going in after these guys. If there was armed people going in after them, I'm sure that they would lay right down like the children that they are. Give their arms up and give up the six city blocks, man.
I don't know. I mean, there's guys with AR-15s standing guard. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe it's all for show, but I mean.
It is all for show. Dude, this whole thing's for show. Just like the COVID-19 and everything else that's going on since this guy's been elected president. And you guys sound ridiculous with the abolishing the police thing. Who's gonna patrol the highways and make sure there's not drunk people running people off the road? You guys are ridiculous, man. I listen to you guys every week, and tonight, you guys sound weak, dude, for real.
So what I would say is that if you're talking, that police, if police have the right to the power to police a government road, but a private road ought to be for one, the government shouldn't have the right to just use eminent domain to take people's property to build their roads, which gives them the ability. Let me finish what I'm saying. Thank you very much, sir. And if they did not have the ability to build their roads more cheaply by stealing people's property from them, then there would be a market for private roads. On a private road, that person should be able to, their road owners should be able to determine how they want to deal with problems drunk drivers and these kind of things. Also, this is a problem that will not last much longer. Tesla's got autopilot. They're working on it. You won't be driving a car in 10 years in all likelihood. So, I mean, is that what we need for the next 10 years, and then we'll take care of it?
Are you a psychic? That'll never happen.
It'll never happen.
Sounds great, sir. It sounds excellent. I don't know if you're a computer scientist or whatever you may be, but that'll never happen. You got to change the whole highway system. We're talking about digging up all the road systems in the whole country and bridges and installing digital format systems.
No, we're talking about
running this country, they're never going to have enough money to afford that in the first place, Al. It's called infrastructure. No president has worked on it since I've been alive.
Well, you don't need the president to work on...
It's not the role, it's not the constitutional role of the federal government.
I just want to point out, because I've read a little bit about how these autonomous cars are going to work. Basically, they put a GPS satellite receiver and transmitter in a car, and that's how it navigates around the existing roads. There is nothing that needs to be done to the existing roads to modify them in any way.
Cameras too,
correct?
With their system, correct.
My Honda Accord, or my Honda Civic. I mean, I got the low end thing, right? I got a Civic, and it looks for the little paint on the side of the road, and it'll keep you, because called lane keeping. It keeps you in. It also has adaptive cruise control, which if there's a car in front of it, it sees the car and it slows down and matches the speed of it. It'll come to a stop at a stoplight and then start back up. I mean, it's almost autonomous.
Almost.
Yeah.
And Tesla, which you pay like $80,000 for or whatever versus the $20,000 I paid for my Civic, presumably it's significantly better. This is something they're really working on. Look, I don't know. 10 years is a guess, but I'm guessing that if Tesla's doing pretty good with their autopilot, every once in a while somebody dies. Yeah, thank you to the pioneers for taking the arrows.
Yes.
But at some point, we're going to get this technology ironed out a little better,
sure.
At the very least for interstates. I get it. Maybe the car isn't going to drive you from the interstate exit to your driveway through the city streets and these kind of things. But for me, when I'm driving a car and when I want that car to drive itself is mostly on the interstate. And there's far less interstate in this country than there is the rest of the stuff.
By the way, thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I admit, look, talking about the idea of ending the police monopoly is a surprising thing. People don't understand. They've always had things this way. It's always been this way, so it always will be this way in their mind, and nothing else should ever change because this is the best country in the world, and therefore it should always be this way.
The worst countries have police, too. I mean, like, police aren't unique to this. Okay, look, we're pro-freedom every issue, every time. So what we do on this show is we explore certain radical notions. Some of them aren't very radical, like we want less spending and all these things. But let's not forget, what I said previously is that police departments are just behind schools. Not just, but they are behind schools.
Yeah.
The second thing that costs in a community. They have huge budgets.
Almost $8 million here in little old Keene, New Hampshire for the police department.
And, like, how are we going to get those budgets lower? By begging? I mean, at some point or another, you got to propose an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need a lot of police work for your business or your house or whatever, shouldn't you pay for it? Like, if I don't need much,
right,
should I pay for yours? I mean, do we really need to socialize protection services?
Well, that's the funny thing. He was accusing us of supporting socialism,
sure,
but we're not.
But that's what that is. It's a socialized...
Really,
the people who need police the most are the larger companies and these sorts of things. The company should be bearing a greater cost. But instead, what is it? What happens? The same thing that happens with fire services. Fire services is a socialized cost of fire insurance companies.
Right.
You pay to cover them. I mean, shouldn't I be able to pick? But again, I'm a fireman, and next to every one of my stoves is a fire extinguisher.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, look at your stove when you get home. Do you have a fire extinguisher next to it?
Or are you going to call somebody and wait for however long?
In the trunk of every one of my cars is a fire extinguisher. Because I understand that if I call a fire company, they're 3 to 10 minutes away, whereas my fire extinguisher is 30 seconds.
Right.
It's my responsibility.
Yep.
And it is true with fire, it's true for protection.
And this notion that police protect, you know, anybody or prevent anything, it's false. Look at the statistics, look at the facts. The police are the cleanup crew.
That's
they
it.
Respond after the fact and then clean up the mess.
Yeah, and that's what the cop who...
They're janitors.
We read the detailed piece from the former bastard cop earlier this week, and he talked about how almost all the calls is after the fact. They don't do anything more than show up, take a report, and clean up the body. 855, 450-free, and they usually hire that out to a cleaner.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Less than a day after a black man was killed by an Atlanta officer in a struggle following a field sobriety test, the city's police chief has resigned. The event was caught on video.
Oh!
Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms accepted Erica Shields' resignation.
Chief Shields has offered to immediately step aside as police chief so that the city may move forward with urgency in rebuilding the trust so desperately needed throughout our community.
According to officials, police had been called to a Wendy's restaurant complaint that a man was sleeping in a car blocking the drive-through lane as customers were waiting in line. The victim was identified as 27-year-old Richard Brooks. They say the struggle was over a police taser. The mayor also wants one of the officers fired. This is USA Radio News. The NFL is naming Juneteenth as an official holiday. And USA's John Hunt has details.
National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell said Juneteenth will be recognized as a league holiday and ordered the closing of the league office. In the memo, Goodell said he wants staff to use June 19th as a day to reflect on our past, but more importantly, consider how each one of us can continue to show up and band together and work toward a better future. Juneteenth celebrated the official end of slavery in the U.S. after the Civil War ended in 1865, despite the freedom of the slaves via the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863. Goodell said the historic event weighs even more heavily today in the current climate. Other companies like Twitter, Square, and Nike also announced plans this week to make Juneteenth a new holiday.
President Trump says he will cancel his rally on June 19th in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to honor Juneteenth. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. You may bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're watching some of the video from the Chaz, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Alex Spath on YouTube has about an 11-minute walkthrough where he's kind of going around the Chaz and taking footage of what's going on there. And you're welcome to comment on Seattle or the idea of ending the police as we know it. And what would it look like, a world without a monopoly on violence? Some people can't imagine it.
We may find out if this Chaz continues to not get police services. Don't forget, every business that's inside this Chaz has paid for police services for years, or months or years or whatever the situation might be for them, and the police aren't providing them with services. The police,
no, they walked out.
They abandoned their post.
That's right.
So, I mean, you can blame the wild lefties that are there, and I don't know what it's going to be like. I'm, again, curious about what they're doing, not necessarily supportive, but you're not going to... What America is about experimentation, and mm-hmm. we don't get that anymore.
No,
there is no experimentation.
Right.
Well, Mises.org has an article that is called, What If We Didn't Have Police at All?
Ooh.
And it covers some of the things that we've talked about tonight, including, you know, how folks might take personal responsibility for their own security
mm-hmm.
in ways that they don't now. It also talks about, you know, how some of this, you know, the products and services that people believe police provide could be provided in a better fashion for less cost and in a more efficient way with more choice, mm-hmm. you know, through private entities. So, and it talks about one study found that only 13% of burglaries in the United States take place in occupied homes, while in countries with strict gun control rates of gun ownership, such as the Netherlands, Britain, and Canada, more than 40% of home burglaries take place while owners are home.
Because they know they're not going to run up against a gun.
Right, right.
Right. You can just overwhelm them with whatever, you know, if you get more than a handful of guys to go in, and you're going to overtake whoever's inside.
Right. Military strategy 101, the worst place to try and take over is a heavily armed populace.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. The old saying is God made man, and Sam Colt made him equal.
Let's talk to Mike. He's in Gold Bar, Washington. Lots of calls coming in from around Seattle here tonight. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm glad you guys are still on KBKW on the weekend. Hey, Captain,
yes,
how are you
hey,
doing? And the other guys, how are you guys doing?
Thank you.
I wanted to tell you real quick, a quick truck driving thing for the Captain, and then I wanted to briefly talk about Seattle. I was robbed in San Francisco on 3rd Street. That is an African-American area, and I'm a white guy, and a lady just climbed in the cab of my truck while I was loading it. She took my phone, and she took $400 out of the company envelope. She was a very nice lady and gave me my phone back to call the police. So it took 20 minutes to get through to the police. It took an hour and a half for them to come to the scene. They actually found her. I got a business card with a case number on it, and I'm pretty sure the cops got the rest of the money that she hadn't spent yet.
Yeah, when seconds count, police are minutes away.
And that is when there is a police force there. So
let me just follow something here. You had a truck at a gas station.
I hauled Asian commodities from the Bay Area to Seattle for 3 years, and that was the only trouble I ever had. A lady just got my envelope while I was loading.
She crawls into the cab of your truck while you're busy. She grabs an envelope of cash. She grabs your phone. And then you confront her, and she gives you the phone back but runs with the cash?
She gives me the phone back, and she has all my invoices in her purse. And she's got my manila envelope, which is company money to go through the tolls. There's $400 in there. So she gives me the phone. I just walk behind her, and I ask, ma'am, I please give me my phone. And she turns around and gives me the phone. So I call the cops. This is a neighborhood, and I mean, when I went around the corner, my life was in danger. It was not. It is not a place to be in the evening. So anyway, so I called the cops. It took forever to even get through on 911. Then it was like 6 o'clock when they got there. They found her. She was still wandering around, and I'm pretty sure they just got a really nice dinner that night, because I think they actually got what was left of my $400.
And that's it. You never heard anything back from them.
And I got a case number. Yeah. And then my boss didn't even believe that I really got robbed. And it's like, so that was the end of that job.
He thought you spent the money.
Anyway, so it all worked out, and they weren't working, you know.
So basically, you wasted your time. You didn't get any of your money back. I mean, had you known that you were going to completely waste your time?
It was the company's money.
Right. It was money for coal. So you had to call it in. You had to call it in because it was the company's money. I see.
Right.
Because otherwise, you're going to just spend like, just gone,
right?
You know, gone home. Not wasted your time sitting there waiting for these cops.
Right. So briefly on Seattle. So my best friend was an artist. He lived next to the Chicken Soup Brigade on Capitol Hill.
Oh, yeah.
I have seen everything you can imagine, and the captain knows what I'm talking about. There's a lot of free enterprise there. There's a lot of underground sales. You can buy a plane ticket from a private party on Capitol Hill. The guy from Bremerton, the closest that he's ever been to Capitol Hill is probably 9th and Terry, where you can still watch women behind glass for $20. He's afraid of Capitol Hill. And if Capitol Hill was burning for any other reason than it's burning, he would be first in line with hot dogs if the cops were there, because he hates Capitol Hill. He's afraid of that culture. So, of course, it's all wrong happening on Capitol Hill, but if it were happening and they were just burning Capitol Hill for some other reason, like a bunch of bikers, he'd be jumping up and down right now.
Yeah, I have to agree with you.
And that's part of the problem. Capitol Hill is a very, very artistic, radical, you name it, goes on there. And a lot of people are afraid of it. And let them have it and see how it goes.
Yeah, let them have it. Why not?
Right.
I mean,
I think
you know, because
really
that guy would not care. The caller from Bremerton couldn't give a rat's you know what under any other circumstances. He'd be happy that it's burning.
Thank you, Mike, for your call tonight. I appreciate it.
At this point, all we can get is the sort of conservative media repeating the lines from the police, which is that, hey, they're charging,
a warlord down here.
They're charging people to get in and all this other stuff, right? And that and it may be true.
There's no evidence, though.
But at this point,
that's not what people are saying. Who aren't the police?
That's not what journalism is, ladies and gentlemen.
Reporting the police and what they say, you mean?
Right. Well, I mean, that is. But you go and you check.
Like, yeah.
Can you get somebody to charge you money? And if, find one crazy hobo. Surely there's something in Capitol Hill where you can find somebody charging. Mm-hmm. At the very least, let's see the video of it.
Yeah.
Let's see the people going around and extorting shopkeepers. Because I haven't heard, this point, I haven't heard one shopkeeper on film saying, hey, there's a problem. I can't believe these hippies are taking money from me or whatever they're doing.
There's been none. And I don't understand myself why it's so difficult for people to just consider that perhaps the experiment of a monopoly on protection services isn't the greatest idea. I personally can't figure out why people can't just for a minute imagine. Just sit back for a minute and just imagine what that would be like. Try and find what might improve with that situation.
Right.
Well, everything would improve. Response time would improve because you'd have competing organizations competing for your contract, your business. So it'd be like the old Domino's 30 minutes or less guarantee, except it might be 5 minutes or less or something like that, right? Like they would do it as best as they could for the lowest possible price.
Imagine your insurance company providing you with a gun because you renegotiated your contract and signed up for another couple of years.
Great. I think that you guys are right that basically private police forces, security agencies, that these things wouldn't even be that radical of a notion if we tried them. However, I think that the idea that police should not be responsible for their actions in the same way that every other citizen is, what we call qualified immunity, is. Like, just floating that out there, people say, well, nobody would be a cop.
That's what the guy said.
Well,
on the line.
There are more security officers in America than there are cops, and none...
They don't get paid as much.
...of those security officers have qualified immunity.
That's right.
So...
They're working under full legal liability for their actions.
I mean, that doesn't seem to hold up.
No.
That's all...
What you would lose is the corrupt cops. You'd lose the ones who were getting to become police because they knew they could get away with hurting people, because they knew they could get away with murder, they knew they could get away with shooting dogs, raping people, and all that in those positions.
Well, let's just think about any other line of work. Let's make the people who do it not responsible for their actions.
You're going to get bad results.
Is that going to go well?
You're going to get bad results.
Yep.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Moments remain here tonight on Free Talk Live, but we've got enough time for you if you dial in now.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Moments are happening now. You can join us here and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by AnyPay. They've got the AnyPay Cash Register app, and that is an easy way for you to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, Dash, or Bitcoin SV at your point of sale, at your local business, or maybe you're a service provider. You go to your customers' houses. You can easily accept cryptocurrencies using the AnyPay Cash Register app. Just go download that at your Google or Apple App Store, get it installed, and then plug in your crypto wallet addresses into the back end, and you're ready to go. We're talking about a moments-long process. This will not take you very long at all to get rolling accepting crypto. And AnyPay makes it super easy. Plus, it's free to you, the merchant, to accept cryptocurrency. So there's really no reason not to do this unless you don't want to be on the cutting edge. You want to be the last person to the party? I would say get into it now. Go to get the AnyPay Cash Register app. As we continue here, Jason is on the line. He's in Colorado. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live listening to LRN.FM.
Ian, it's time for another edition of Would You Rather.
Okay.
Would you rather see the police defunded or the Federal Reserve abolished?
Ooh. I'm going to go right ahead and do this one.
Let me hold on. Let me ask a question to clarify.
Okay.
Along with the abolishment of the Federal Reserve, would it be replaced by nothing, meaning the marketplace would then provide currency?
And decide what money is?
A good old-fashioned Ron Paul nothing.
I'd say get rid of the Federal Reserve. Captain, what do you think?
I think I would also say Federal Reserve because I think the byproduct of that would be the elimination of police as we know it, as the monopoly on force that exists.
Yeah, I would rather see, at this point in the world, I'd rather see police tweaked than abolished, although I don't think it's the biggest, most radical step. I'm just saying, I don't think people, like, you hear what happens when you say it here on the radio, well, let's abolish the police. And people are like, their sphincters pucker, and they're like, what? Right?
You're crazy!
They might be able to accept abolishing the Federal Reserve.
They have no clue what the Federal Reserve is, right. So abolishing it is completely pointless.
Well, plus, they, and I don't remember which one of the banker guys said it, right? But they said, give me control of the money, and, you know, I can control
everything. I think his name was Rothschild.
I mean, that's ultimately where the power for the state to do its statey things of using violence against people, dropping bombs all around the world, you know, buying Bearcats for local police departments, all the militarization of the police, it all comes from the almighty dollar, which is created by the Federal Reserve System.
Well, there's a way for us to tell whether or not the police have value. We could take a city like Minneapolis, for example, where all this is, you know, the whole defund the police thing is at its peak right now. We could just employ, I think Adam turned me onto this idea, that is, take the police force, the 13th precinct, whatever it is, all the people there, you guys, you get the building, you get the cars, you get all the equipment and all that kind of thing. Now turn it into a business and see if you can make money at it.
Mm.
Because if you're valuable, if you're providing a valuable good or service, you will be able to make money. People will buy your product and service. So you just give them all of the resources that they already have, but then, like, you're on your own. Make it into a business.
Jason, what's your answer to your own question?
I'd like the Federal Reserve abolished, but has the defund the police question become more clear? Right, you guys have gone through the demands of the Seattle people, but I believe Minneapolis has said they literally want to abolish the police department. It's not,
yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. It was in my show prep for tonight, and so I'm glad you you mentioned it because I've got it right here. Reuters reporting that Minneapolis City Council has resolved to replace the police with a community-led model. They've unanimously pass a resolution to pursue a community-led public safety system to replace the police department. The move comes days after... It's a government.
Does a government monopoly by any other name smell quite as sweet?
I don't get too excited, Captain.
I know. Right?
Here in New Hampshire, we don't call it the police. We call it the Department of Safety.
The move comes days after a veto-proof majority of the council voted to disband the police department after the country erupted in protest over the killing of George Floyd.
And then rehire everybody in the department to do new jobs for the new community-based whatever.
Then, according to...
Well, that's a guess.
It's not clear right now what's going to exactly come forward, but the movement to defund the police, if some advocates have termed it, predates the current protests. More than a dozen police officers expressed in an open letter that they condemned the actions of Officer Chauvin and expressed support for police reforms. The city's mayor stopped short of vying to abolish the department, although this week said he supported massive structural reform to revise a structurally racist system. According to the resolution, the city council will begin a year-long process of engaging, quote, with every willing community member in Minneapolis, unquote, to come up with a new public safety model. So they don't have anything yet.
100% voluntary.
We're going to start a conversation with the community. This works well.
Well, they don't know what they want to do, right? Like, they are trying to centrally plan another solution, and it's going to fail because of that, right? So we know that central planning causes huge problems. We've seen it happen before. They're going to try something different. It may be better in some ways, right? Like the idea of having mental health professionals respond to a mental health call instead of a bunch of men with guns.
Right.
That's probably not a bad idea. So, you know, there are some things, even with the one-size-fits-all system, that can be made better, but will they? I don't know.
Police throughout Europe managed to kill far fewer people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Even Canada has half of the per capita people killed, and they have a wild ethnic mix
there. They don't even have guns. The Bobbies don't even have guns in the UK.
That's because they're mounted on horses. They don't have the opportunity.
I thought they rode moose.
Jason, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
The article is correct in that it points out that the institution is inherently racist. It's also inherently violent. It's also inherently murderous. It's also inherently thieving. It's also inherently all these other things.
I don't know that the institution... How can an institution be inherently racist?
Well, let's see. Police evolved from slave patrols.
That's a factor.
That's a long time ago, but...
I mean, how else is it not in... I mean,
what happens when two black cops cops shoot a white guy. This happened. I mean, I can pull up the news story for you.
Well, I'm not saying it's always racist, but I'm saying
it was inherently racist.
Inherently, but it's also inherently murderous. So, you know, you've got agents of the state.
Why has the police department of Iceland only shot one person over the course of 50 or 60 years?
I don't know.
It's because there's cultural differences. It's because
there's a difference
there's
in training.
There's all kinds of things that can be done.
But
there's
isn't it possible, Mark, that the cultural differences include a long culture of racism within this particular establishment, going all the way back to the slave catchers? They taught their sons, they taught their grandsons, and so on.
Police departments aren't an establishment. They are more than 100,000 establishments across the country. So some are more racist than others.
That's true.
So
guarantee,
we just don't know.
To me, the
I
racism...
do think, here's what I think. I think that police departments, if we're going to keep them, and I suspect we will, that's just me looking into the future, 2021, there will be police departments, that they probably should make an effort to make the police departments demographically match their constituency. That will be less distasteful. So in Ferguson, when you have an 80% white police force ruling over a 80% black populace.
It's definitely bad optics. That much is true. And if they did do that, then we would probably still see the same abuses going on.
Because people in monopoly control tend to, that aren't responsible for their actions, regardless of their colors, act in a certain way.
Yes, exactly. And you would still see black police officers oppressing black people and white police officers oppressing white people because it's the oppression that's the problem. It's the violence. It's the monopoly on violence. That is the problem. That is from which the issue from which all of these other things likely spread, from which they spring. And this is what needs to be addressed. It's not going to be addressed. Minneapolis is not going to replace a one-size-fits-all monopoly on violence with nothing or let the marketplace decide what to do with it. They're going to try to cook something else up to put in its place. It's hard to get too excited about what will likely be a bureaucratic, frustrating governmental process that will likely not satisfy any of the people involved.
I really want to be optimistic and hopeful, but we've all seen
I'm
what happens
it's
with
the government.
State.
I'm hoping mental health professionals respond to mental health calls. I think that would be
an improvement.
Yeah, a big improvement in a lot of ways.
Abolishing the war on drugs would be an improvement, but I don't know if that's on the table. I don't know if anyone's talking about that.
Right. Is all you have to do is decriminalize it. Look at what happened in Portugal.
The real decriminalization, not this term that governments like to throw around.
Mm-hmm. Well, our very own Aria Demezzo is running for sheriff here in Cheshire County.
A real solution.
And, yeah.
F the police.
F the police is
her campaign slogan.
That's right. I think it's actually going to be her web URL as well.
Nice.
But it's spelled EFF.
That's fine.
All right. So we are out of time for tonight. LCaptainKickass.com is where you can go to get more of him. And, Mark, you're back tomorrow night for the live Sunday episode of Free Talk Live. So if you didn't get in tonight with your calls, you can do it tomorrow. We will look forward to welcoming you then. And online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Of course, we'll keep our eyes on what's going on with Minneapolis. And if you hear more than we do or you want to get something out on the air with us, that's why we're here. A lot of the stuff we learn about comes straight from you, the things that you clue us into. So definitely appreciate your participation, especially the folks calling in from around Seattle tonight. So thanks for the clues, and we'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, enjoy your weekend. It's freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.